Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's topics: how 3/4 of small businesses are taking an unnecessary risk, how companies are trying to expedite the hiring process in a competitive market, and where entrepreneurs get their creativity. We'll start with this. We're coming up on the 3rd anniversary of Superstorm Sandy, the most destructive hurricane of the 2012 season. It battered the heavily populated northeastern U.S., leaving millions without power for days, including many small businesses, some of which recovered, some of which did not. That said, what about a backup plan if your business is unable to function due to storm, fire, or some other reason? We're joined now by Kathy Alaco, VP of Small Commercial at Nationwide, the insurance company. She's based in Columbus, Ohio. Kathy, start with the basics. Since most small businesses admit they don't have a plan, what is disaster prep?
So disaster prep is really important for all small businesses to have. It's really a business continuity plan. What is a business going to do, especially small businesses, if they're hit, if their building is no longer inhabitable, if lines are down, things of that nature.
Okay. Water, fire, electrical, any of those things that could trip a small business up?
Correct.
Okay. So step one here is, I guess maybe from your perspective, figuring out how many businesses actually have a disaster plan. Any idea what the percentage is?
Yeah, unfortunately for small businesses in particular, 3 out of 4 businesses really don't have a disaster plan in place. And most of those say it would probably take them 3 or so months to get back into business, but yet they don't have a plan in place, which is really important to have so that they do minimize the downtime.
All right. And the reasons are what, Kathy? What do most of them say is the reason they don't have a disaster plan?
So most folks feel that disaster recovery is simply not a priority for them. Time and cost certainly play a role, but the priority issue and their thought that it's not likely that a natural disaster is going to occur in their area really drives home the point that they don't have one.
Okay, and then do you differentiate between, say, a disaster plan and disaster insurance?
So the disaster plan is really what the business owner needs to have to make sure that they can do all the things that they need to do, things like knowing what their risks are, knowing what their operations are, having employee plans, things of that nature. Business risk insurance really will cover the business for many of the things that they need. For example, business interruption insurance, so that if there is an interruption within the business plans and the business operations, they can be covered through insurance to make sure that they have the income that they need to sustain the business.
Got it. I can certainly understand the time and money concerns. I would imagine it's a heavy lift to put together a disaster plan. The alternatives are not that great either. But is there a way, is there some sort of form, an online tool that can help a business owner who, you know, is in at 5 o'clock in the morning sometimes and sweeping the floors at 10 as the doors close?
Yeah, absolutely. So believe it or not, it's really not as time intensive as you might think. There are a lot of great online tools. And actually at our website, insureds or really anybody that's a small business owner has access to tools. There's a great one out there that's offered by the for the Institute for Business and Home Safety, or what we call IBHS. They've got great educational materials, which you can get to on our website, and it's really simple. They break it down into 8 simple modules that talk about things like I said before, knowing your risk, and there's forms attached to it that a business owner can do, to your point. If they're in at 5 in the morning, they can start it then, and they can spend 10 minutes on it and then pick it up again later when they have more time.
Okay.
So really great resources out there for businesses.
We're speaking with Kathy Alaco, Vice President of Small Commercial at Nationwide Insurance, and we're talking about disaster prep and disaster insurance for small businesses. Are there different types of insurance, for example, that a small business should have? Is there one that covers, say, just fire? Is there coverage for just wind or water, for example?
Absolutely, and it's really important to know what your policy covers. Many policies, especially on the East Coast, as you mentioned before, they don't have coverage for wind, so it's important to understand what your policy does cover and what it doesn't. I also mentioned before that business interruption insurance. There are many policies out there that don't include that, and if the operations of a business are interrupted, they simply won't have anywhere to go for income.
When you say business interruption, does that mean for anything?
It depends on the policy. So in many cases, in most cases, depending on the policy, it would be covered. But I can't give you a blanket statement that everything would be covered.
Got it. All right. So, for example, I'm the business owner. Something happens. I break my leg. I can't work for 2 weeks because I'm hobbled. Like, you can have insurance for that, I guess.
That insurance would really be covered through either workers' compensation insurance or another form. What we're really talking about is if the business itself cannot operate, that would be covered by business interruption insurance.
Got it. All right, let's say I'm an entrepreneur. I work out of home. You know, I've got a laptop, and I'm consulting a handful of companies. Am I somebody that needs some sort of disaster prep or insurance?
I think everybody really should have a disaster plan and disaster recovery insurance, because whenever there's an opportunity, whenever you depend on the income from that business, you really need to have that insurance to cover it.
Okay. Very good. What else do you think we should include here, Kathy? What else might a small business owner not consider, say somebody who's just launching one?
I think there's a lot of things that you need to consider. And as I said earlier, most folks feel that they don't need a plan. A disaster can happen to anybody at any time. Just because there hasn't been a natural disaster in several years, other than, as you mentioned, Sandy, there are clearly wildfires. There are a lot of things out there that could result in business interruption. It could be an everyday thunderstorm that people don't even realize might take down power lines. So it's really important for everybody to remember that there are great resources out there, and just take the time to do it to make sure that you and your family can depend on your small business.
Got it. And then finish up with the numbers you mentioned before. 75% of small businesses don't have one. Do some say it's actually not important, or do they admit that it is important and just haven't gotten around to it?
Actually, most believe that it is important. It's just that they haven't gotten around to it. As you know, and as your listeners know, small business owners are very, very busy people. And it just comes down to folks understanding that they need to take the time to do it.
Thanks, Kathy. Kathy Alaco, Vice President of Small Commercial at Nationwide. Coming up next, where some famous entrepreneurs have gotten their creativity and how to hire more quickly. You're results-driven and you're ambitious. You've established yourself professionally and now you're looking for more. Take the next step in your entrepreneurial journey with Edible Arrangements, the brand that revolutionized gifting with handcrafted fruit arrangements and gourmet chocolate-covered fruit, now also offers delicious everyday treats like smoothies, fruit salads, and parfaits. As an Edible Arrangements franchisee, you get access to an established brand with 16 years of growth, over 80% brand recognition, and 1,200 locations worldwide. You'll benefit from know-how, support, and millions of visitors to the Edible Arrangements e-commerce platform. Discover why Entrepreneur Magazine named Edible Arrangements a top franchise and among their best of the best for 2015. Start your journey to sweet success as an Edible Arrangements franchise owner. Call 1-888-727-4258 or go to edible.com. That's 1-888-727-4258 or edible.com. If you're a small business owner looking for ways to improve your work performance, the best source for ideas might be some of the most successful people in human history. Correspondent Dominic Savino has a look at some of them.
A recently compiled list from Inc.com mentions great work hacks from creative masterminds, and they range from brilliant to downright bizarre. My personal favorite? French novelist Marcel Proust preferred waking up at 4 p.m. and working through the night without interruption. Also, as many people may know, Leonardo da Vinci carried a notebook with him wherever he went, jotting down anything from jokes and fables to theories about anatomy and flight. Now, some of the others on the list weren't exactly as practical. Russian composer Igor Stravinsky would frequently remedy mental blocks by standing on his head. And perhaps the best of them all, painter Salvador Dali would find sudden surges in creativity by taking micro-naps, lasting no longer than a quarter second. Dali would nod off while lightly holding a metal key in his hand and wake up as soon as it fell onto a nearby metal plate. Gordon?
Very good. Thank you, Dominic. It's quite the visual he painted, right? Stravinsky on his head and Dali nodding off. Well, finally, the Wall Street Journal says the latest trend in hiring is almost like speed dating. You'll recall Chipotle Mexican Grill making a highly publicized push last week to hire 4,000 workers in a single day. At AppDynamics in San Francisco, job seekers generally go from application or referral to acceptance or rejection in under a week. The Journal says promising job candidates undergo 2 phone interviews within a few days of applying, then several hours of in-person interviews. Then the interviewers confer in a 15-minute meeting to decide whether to extend an offer. Once the offer is made, candidates have 48 hours to accept. Managers at media agency MEC were initially reluctant about a new one-day hiring process for entry-level workers at the New York office. Their approach? Employees decide the candidate's fate in minutes and then make an offer later that day. MEC says it's actually yielded higher quality candidates. So far, the company has hired 35 recent college graduates this way. 90% of the job offers were accepted, up from 75% with their previous hiring practices. You can get more small business reports, by the way, on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And while there, check out our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.